would be proud of each and every one of you, as I am proud of you, for you are the man now, dog.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called L.A.
Please be advised that several of your fallen soldiers have decided to personally visit our corporate office. The pictures they took were trespassing on a property worth proudly posted on your site. In addition, some of the postings on your forum literally threatened murdering Eric Carmen. You have now officially crossed the line.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with my auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I begged and pleaded with her the other day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way.
I don't think so. I'll see when I get there. I hope it's prepared for the Prince of Bel-Air.
You can consider this formal notification that we have initiated a criminal complaint with several agencies, including the FBI Cyber Predator Unit. I realize that most of your entire website is comprised of pathetic, pimply-faced, maladjusted preteens whose parents love them and the best Saturday night date.
The plane landed, and when I came out, there was a dude looked like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I can say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it. Yo, home to Bel Air!
You can consider this formal notification that we have initiated a criminal complaint with several agencies, including the FBI Cyber.
This is true lunacy!
I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, yo, home, smell you later!
Looking my kingdom, I was finally there! Just sit on my throne at the Prince of Bel Air!
Do you have any idea how foolish and immature you look to this? Of course, I'm referring to the real three-dimensional world where real people live and work. You and your form obviously live in very dark places where they don't teach me. Lol.